Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, October 3rd, Sunday night. This is our tutorial section that we have for you every Sunday night, and we're going to continue on with the Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light tutorial tape, so that those of you that got the book and didn't get a copy, you can just archive it or grab it right off of here. Here we go. Are you there, Dr. Bell? I think he'll be there in a minute. Takes him a minute to wake up, you know how it is.
The idea. Now we have another family of sounds that I'll introduce you to that we used on the Atlantis album, which was more techniques, more derivative Pleiadian sound, but much different type of timbre characteristic, more of a softer, less penetrating energy, because whereas the first chakra, the first album kind of breaks open the chakras, the second album sort of elevates you more into them, and the third one will even do more than that. So each album that we come out with and we design, they're designed to take you somewhere beyond where you went the previous album or the previous sound. Now in this comparison, as we did on the Atlantis sound, I've only got the one basic sound that we started with on there, and I've got other derivatives on higher octaves, different kinds of timbre sounds. So it's going to sound different now because I've changed its patches around. Well, we took a slight break there. So now it's a lighter sound, yet the distant sound, as we talked about it earlier, is still in the background. See that we can go into all different kinds of spaces with this type of sound, this type of technique. And so this is just the beginning. Now we like to talk about how it was done earlier before the synthesizers. In other words, some types of people or some races of mankind were able to reach similar levels in the ancient times and keep those levels alive. For example, during the time of the rotation of the earth around the Pleiades, we go into what's called the Renaissance period. And this means that we have another division of this time. We divided it before into 2100 year periods, calling those ages. We can look at the basic 25,000 year revolution as two 12,000 year periods, one of darkness, one of light. And we're, of course, entering in the light age now. Looking back into the dark age, what we would have to see is that there is music during those times, and some types of music are even forbidden in the dark ages, like during the Renaissance time. Because what they have a tendency to do is raise consciousness, but they have to go underground, like the masters in the White Brotherhood who live in the Himalayan caves, for example, K.H., Master K.H., some of you out there might be familiar with him, and some of them are not. Those of you that are not, he's one of the members of an elite group that helps preserve the consciousness during the darker period or the winter of this greater 12,000 on, 12,000 off cycle. He plays the piano, K.H. does, and an organ. He keeps one in his place where he lives in the Himalayan mountains. And a lot of different masters come out during the Renaissance time and just keep enough music alive to keep consciousness moving. Richard Wagner was one of these great Renaissance musicians. And, of course, during Hitler's time, that was the one comforting thing in Hitler's life was to hear Wagner music, because it was a very enlightening music and he had a heavy soul and he used some relaxation. And it took a very heavy timbral sound like Wagner produced to relax someone as mixed up and powerful as Hitler was. So music has its purpose. Now the next thing I want to do is demonstrate a few other sounds from times gone by and show you what they do and how they compare with the sounds we just heard. Okay, now the first thing I'm going to demonstrate is a lower chakra thing, right? Exactly. How did you guess? Starting to understand what this is all about now. Okay, we're going to demonstrate a normal Rangoon gong. around for a long time, and I'm sure that you know that for centuries and centuries, gongs have been around. They have them 10 feet, 20 feet across, 30 feet across, and they sound them across entire valleys. Now, what's real interesting is when you hear it play more than one gong at a time. Heavy, deep sound, and if you suspend these things, play them together, it starts to sound like a mothership, very similar energy because of the deep-rooted sound of the mothership. Now, another thing that's real interesting, of course, is the different kinds of Tibetan bells. This is with a tremendous lingering timbre in it. Now, the Tibetan bells have different numbers of metals in them, depending on the quality. These are seven metal bells here. First is the double bell. These things look like two little spaceships suspended with a rope between them. And you notice the sound kind of hangs in there for quite a while, even after you quit banging them together or energizing them. Then we have the other type of bell here, which looks like a school mom's bell. This one happens to ring very, very well. You can mix the two. This bell, this handheld bell, has more metals than seven in it. I'm not sure. It might be a 13-metal bell. And, of course, you notice it rings a lot longer than the other set of bells with only the seven metals. This is because of the harmonic frequencies of metals interweaving in the molecular structure, and it relates directly to the minerals in the body and how they relate, because when the minerals are sounded on lower frequencies, it rings the metabolism, so that the spiritual energies can get deep-rooted into the body. Now, I remember we talked about the trace minerals early on in the tape series, and we discovered that the trace minerals fire off the synapses in the brain to reach superphysical higher consciousness states. And without the trace minerals in abundance in the body can't develop the hormones that are necessary to produce the feelings to bring the person with their physical body into a higher consciousness position for any length of time. Here we're showing in the mineral kingdom the same concentration of what I would call better minerals, because in these bells they use different forms of silver and copper and nickels, which I would consider to be quality metals. And they also use metals that are very secret, which would be up as far as the heavy metals go in the trace family, and they are able to attain these high resonant frequency sounds so we can reproduce the high frequency spectrum down on the physical plane where you can hear it. So you combine the trace minerals in your diet with the trace mineral sound of a Tibetan bell, and you start to see what happens. You can start to draw your own conclusions. Now, I'm sure on this next sound here, you're not going to, you know, we're going to add another sound that's very mystical. I bet you can guess what it is because you've already heard it. If you said sitar, you're right. This is a very old instrument, almost as old as the Tibetan language itself. It probably came from the Pleiades. Who knows? It has a very multi, for an acoustical instrument, has a very multi-timbral sound to it. To add a few other instruments to it gradually, and you see what happens when we add the what I would call the Pleiades meets the East. no problem. It's a lot of fun. And you begin to understand where that goes. And then we just add one more lower chakra instrument to ground the whole thing out.
That's right.
You guessed the drums, the tabla, you got it right. Gotten the idea about music. There's no list, there's just an endless list of impossibilities and possibilities that combine becoming infinity that you can put together. As we say at Viridian, it possible takes 15 minutes longer. And I'm not claiming to be the greatest keyboardist in the world. I'm just pushing a few white notes there to let you feel the combination of the instruments. And if you want more of that, you can get into our albums that last thing that I used there. We used it on both albums in two different techniques. One technique, I used it in Heritage, where I talked about the marriage of the sitar with the Pleiadian instrument. There's one instrument on the Pleiades, for example, that's a flute, that two people play it at once. And there are other possibilities of instruments that they have there, where more than one input feeds into the same instrument. And this, of course, causes a playing back and forth of energy fields. Like here, we're starting to get into it in bands with two drummers or two keyboard players or more than one guitar. And there's the playback, especially in guitar playing, that goes back and forth, sort of a camaraderie that establishes itself after a while. But imagine two people playing one instrument that's breath controlled or breath reliable. Not only do they have to feel together, they have to breathe together to make this thing sound proper, because it plays the multiples of harmonics. So you begin to understand, and getting back to the Song of Heritage, we talk about the on the Fellowship album, we talk about the Rishis being the people that brought the Brahmins to knowledge, and it's in the lyrics on the album. And in the second album, we use another technique of this last thing that I demonstrated in a song called Horizon of Valentina, which is the third or fourth song in, where we use the sitar and the D50 with another set of patches used and a different kind of a rhythm. You know, the Eastern rhythms use up to a 64th note, and they have patterns that flutter back and forth, whereas American music has the tendency to be pretty much linear. So there is a difference, and we combine the two music styles, you end up with another form of music style. And the linear music is fine for one set of moods, and the nonlinear Eastern sound is great too, but when you combine the two, you can sort of American Pleiadianize your consciousness. And we're just getting into music. Paradigm Studios is going to, we have some great expectations for our music department because we're doing more and more research with sound all the time. Now, another thing that's interesting about these different patches, like I demonstrated earlier, the distant patch, which was one of the first ones, is these patches also have harmonics in it that, when coupled to scalar wave technology, can cause things to happen. For example, we might use a particular sound, like on distant, in one note, and maybe augment or short or flatten that note, or even diminish it, that chord, you know, in relating to, say, a C chord. And that causes a tremendous change when you convert sound directly into scalar waves. Now, what happens is, when your body is hearing sound, it's trying to interpret the fourth dimension and the aspects of the fourth dimension leading up into it. Now, it has to do with scalar waves, because a scalar wave is a timeless wave which occupies space with a direction, with a given direction. It can be controlled, but it is a timeless thing. So it's kind of different than the normal cycles and frequencies that we normally deal with. And so when we combine the sound into our eardrums, our body converts the energy into scalar waves, which is necessary, one form of necessary energy to make the transition off into the astral plane. The body creates a scalar wave. But in a systems 3 or a quad system, one of those kinds of systems, which we'll get into after a while, after the meditation phase, and some more on theory, you'll begin to understand that we can produce certain black box sounds, and you can get the black box, which we're not in production of, add that to your system and get some awesome results. Right now, we're just putting the music out and marketing it as an album because people are not ready for this giant transition that they're going to get when they start energizing sound into the fourth dimension through black box scalar technology, which is often coming. In Europe, one of my people over there is already experimenting with some of these things. So you begin to realize that it gets deeper and deeper and more complex, yet simpler, because as you arrive on the physical level into these higher dimensions, these higher states of consciousness through the auspices of sound, it becomes a lot more relaxing and a lot more spontaneous. Remember, when the Creator started the word of creation, primal creation, which is Aum, Aum. I'm sure all of you have heard that before. And, of course, sound has a lot to do with the creation or destruction, if it's the wrong kind of sound, of any living thing or non-living thing. Remember, the walls of Jericho were brought down by a magic horn. So with this kind of knowledge and this consciousness, we want to go deeper and deeper into the next phase of our development now.
Hello there, this is Dr. Fred Bell, once again author of Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light. I hope you enjoyed these harmonic sounds in the sound tutorial that we just presented to you. These are harmonious sounds that work progressively with the chakra. The little song that I put at the end, or the little energy mantra I put at the end, will work for the meditation in the meditation book in Rays of Truth. However, if you want to get purchase the Galactic Meditation, which is what I recommend, you can reach us at 1-800-729-2603 or 1-949-499-2603. And once again, our website is www.paradigm.com. Now, I want to talk for a few seconds about hard rock music. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about music out there where people hurt themselves at the different concerts that they attend, and musicians get crazy and all kinds of things go wrong. These are disharmonic sounds, and what they do, if you look in the Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light book, you'll see a chart. I think it's about page 75 or 6. I'm not quite sure off the top of my head, but it's the one that lays out the lineage of supplementation from minerals to vitamins through the entire progression to producing hormones in the human body. When you start putting in sound that is negative sound, these are negative electrical precursing energies. And remember, after you're about 30 or 40 years old, your body's a lot more sensitive and can't resiliently return to what it was when it was younger. And so you start getting damaged not only from sound pollution, but you're also, as we mentioned earlier in the beginning of this little tutorial, but you're also getting sound pollution and other sorts of pollution all compounding against the EPCs. This is why we have the nuclear receptor. It's one of the devices that we've developed, and by the way, it's one of the few devices that is patented for this type of operation.
It has been developed to help your body maintain its strength under these kinds of stresses. Remember, these devices don't heal your body. You heal yourself, but they sure do help make things a lot better. When you go into the enlightened state, you will experience this great tranquility and this light that you'll see from within. Our entire systems, technologies that we talk about in the book, help the body achieve this. We have many, many, many interesting clientele. We have politicians, housewives, rock stars, golf pros, you name it, we've got somebody out there using these systems. And remember, when your body is reproducing itself, its cells at the rate of 50 million per second, the upswing is very important to have the EPCs in a positive direction. The nuclear receptor and the systems technology will help you achieve this in a much more harmonious, synchronous way. I also recommend we have a great line of negative ionization that I don't cover too much in the book. Some of my previous books, like Death of Ignorance, which is still available through the numbers I gave you, those kinds of things will help you learn more about negative ionization. I've been working with negative ionization in this country since 1971. You can also contact us at the above-mentioned numbers if you want us to do a seminar. We require 30 or more, but we love to come out and do seminars with people. This is how we get to learn what people are all about and learn, meet new people. We have a wonderful time doing seminars. You can call the above numbers for a free muscle test anytime you want for the nuclear receptor so we can find out what frequency of the hydrogen atom. Remember, your hydrogen atom has 7 different frequencies, one for each level of consciousness. And if you're low in one of those, you definitely need to wear a receptor to help you out. Your body, remember, reproduces cells at the rate of 50 million per second. And we want to swing that DNA up. Because when you were born, you had 46 base pairs per turn. And when you get to be 18 years old, this drops down to about 18 base pairs per turn, which is kind of pathetic. Because that's when your body stops producing DHEA. So you can go with your kids out for a hot dog or something. They can eat it and go home and get skinny and have energy. And you go home and get fat and sick. So that's how we got on DHEA formulation during these DNA studies. The nuclear receptor will help you re-spiral your DNA back up to what it should be. It also eliminates a lot of mood swings. Now, if you call and we're not in, don't be alarmed. We're a traveling company. My staff and I go out all over the world. We're not a giant company, but we're a very progressive company. So we will serve you and we will call you back as soon as we return from our trips. Most of the time, you can reach live people. In closing, I hope you enjoyed the book, the sound tutorial. Like I said earlier, you can get the entire tape series, of which you've only heard about an hour of so far, and that's available through the publisher. We have the different music tapes like Atlantis Rising, Galactic Meditation, Higher Ground, and The Fellowship available. Higher Ground, of course, is a Stephen Halpern album that I did, and that has to be bought at Tower Records. So in closing, once again, I thank you for purchasing the book. I hope you enjoyed the sound tutorial. Look forward to seeing you at a seminar sometime or a lecture somewhere in this world. Maybe sharing a system or networking with the system if you end up using or owning and utilizing one of the systems.
And here at the very, very, very end of all of this, please give us a call and let us know how you found out about us. If you listen to this tape or read the book, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, you will be automatically entitled to a 20 to 25% discount on all Paradigm products. I hope that will motivate you. Sometimes even you'll get things for free. We do have things we give out as samples and whatever. So in closing, once again, the final closing, I might add, I just keep remembering things I want to share with everybody, but it's so hard to do that for me sometimes when I'm so excited. Just remember this: God loves you, and so do I. May God bless you. Until we see each other or talk to each other sometime in the near foreseeable future. Thank you very much.
Well, that completes that section. Of course, that was an old tape. 20% discount doesn't apply anymore, but a 10% will work if you mention October 2nd, 2010. As the time that you actually listen to the tape. And now we will go into another little seminar thing here, and we'll wind the day down because we're almost done. We're running out of time. So let's see what Dr. Bell's up to now, if he's even there.
Yeah.
But there you go, Ross.
Yeah.
You're Ross.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be back here after, I think, 12 years. Yeah. I've been hanging out, learning stuff. I had to do some work in the intelligence community. You know, once you've done that kind of work, you kind of sometimes they need real remote viewing, so I had to do a little Bin Laden chasing and a little Uday and Qusay chasing, and got the Uday and Qusay. The Bin Laden's a technical point because, you know, he's a friend of the Bush family, and you know, we're sacrificing American lives over there so that we can load up the oil. You know, George Bush Sr. bought 64 big tankers, and they're hauling the oil back out of Iraq down into some holes, down in some dry holes down in Texas. And they haul about $750 million per ship. And I think they run about one a week. So our U.S. military is over there guarding the ships while they load them in the center of the Persian Gulf. That's what the Iraq War is all about, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that. So my name is Dr. Fred Bell. I'm part of the Paradigm Group, which is my company of 32 years. And we've been doing a lot of new stuff. And I decided, you know, after 12 dozen or so years, to come back out here and hang a little bit with you guys. You know, it's been a while, and I sort of miss it, you know. Thank you. And I don't know, it's like the old rock star, you know, they retire and then they come back. I'm the veteran cosmic rocker, you know. And I actually came back in May, which is funny. The first time public appearance in 12 years was in May in San Francisco, and I played a concert. We had a sound healing concert, a conference. And there'll be another one. If you watch the website, I'm working with some amazing musicians, and we do have a lot of fun with sound healing. So anyway, what I'm going to talk about today is what we've been doing with our technologies. We've come an awful long way from where we were last time we were here. And I will demonstrate a few things. One of the big things that's come up with the, you know, I don't know how much you guys are on top of this, but you'll hear the term hologram. Do you hear that a lot more now? Yeah. And I don't know, some of you know me for a long time. As far as 9/11 and the terrorism and all the stuff that goes on there, you know, basically we're going into fascism. My radio shows in 1984 when I did a KFOX radio show, and I did another one up at Whale Radio up in Connecticut. I had predicted all this was going to happen, and it's weird now being in the happening. And the interesting parallel, there's a book by Naomi Wolf you might want to get. Called The End Days of America, The End of America. I'm going to have her on my show. I have these kind of people on my show a lot. She's brilliant. She ran Clinton's run for president. She's also a Rhodes Scholar, pretty brilliant woman. And she sums it up pretty well. You know, if you look back at how Mussolini set a pattern for Hitler, and if you look at how Hitler, you know, created his false flag operation on the Reichstag, and then I created another false flag operation to start the Second World War. And pretty soon when they did all this, they had the Department of Homeland Security, and they had the Fatherland. You know, all the terms that you see now were terms that are coined from other dictators in past times. The difference now, however, and I worked with some of these big families. I've worked with them a bit here and there. What I have found is they are really brain dead. At this point, extremely brain dead. And they think that the world is, you know, that we are in the fishbowl when they are blatantly in the fishbowl. And what has happened now is we have, as some of you remember, how many of you guys have seen me lecture 10 years ago or 12 years ago? Okay, quite a few. If you remember, we used to talk about the rotation of the planetary system around the Pleiades, the Earth. And the Earth rotates around the Pleiades every 26,827.5 years, which happens to be the same amount of inches around the Great Pyramid in Egypt. During that time, the vibratory level changes of the world. We're coming out of what's known as the last 2,250 years an age called the Piscean Age. The Piscean Age was a time when holy wars were started at the very beginning. Governments were created to regulate the holy wars. And in the end, the governments, when the holy wars stopped, continued on. Now, obviously, in the Middle East, we still have holy wars because it's been the whole thing is being reinstituted. You know, once we had conquered Iraq the last time, if we'd have left it alone, it could have gone its own civil war and let us not get involved. But now, of course, we are involved. And now we're playing around with the Mitajan in Iran, which is not going to be very good because we've got China and Russia, and it's just a big game. And, of course, Bush has a funny mouth. He says funny things. He talks about World War III. He reads right out of his revelation because he's a born-again Baptist. You know, that's what these guys do, unfortunately. And that's why he has such a high approval rating at 23% today. So, and the nice thing that you notice is he's taking your gold, I mean your American currency, you know, and taking it away. I remember I bought some stuff about a year ago, and the euro was $1.20. To the dollar. Now it's about $1.40, the American dollar, to the euro. And so the only thing you can invest in is gold if you do that kind of stuff. But with gold, I think the price will drop. That's another game they play. It's all games, rising, falling prices of gold. Big game. Of course, it's kind of interesting in our nuclear receptors. Those of you that bought these solid gold pieces years ago, we can sell them, we can buy them from you, what you paid for them, and turn around and sell them for 3 times markup. So they become... Working in gold and platinum as we've been doing has made a big difference, you know, to the people out there. And this actually became a mark. Not only is it an energy piece, but it became a mark. Well, as we go around the Pleiades and we go into the higher vibratory Aquarian age, the vibratory rate starts to change. And when the vibratory rate starts to change, what else changes with it is consciousness. And people don't really know what consciousness is. Now, you guys have heard me speak about there's 7 levels of consciousness, but it's not something in an Alice Bailey book or a Madame Blavatsky book. The levels of consciousness are what you feel, okay? Feeling, when you get up in the morning, you're coming off dream state. Dream state, 7th place of consciousness, base of the spine, dreaming, astral world. When you wake up in the morning, what gets you out of bed? The will. The fire of the will. When a child comes to you or a loved one comes to you and you feel energy attraction, that's love, another level of consciousness. You know, the thinking process between the feeling of the solar plexus, which is compassion, and the will in the brain is the, we call it the emerald light or it's the third ray or the intellect, and it's a female energy. So all of these energies have, you know, a shape, they have a color, they have a sound. They have a nutritional substance, because when we look at the body, we're looking at the body at biochemistry, we're looking at the body electrically, and we're looking at the body in an electrical precursing energy field, and we look at the body on an astral level. That's what we created at Paradigm over the last 32 years, devices that work on these levels. Why did we create this stuff? Because we knew a long time ago that the world would come to this point as it is now. And this time, there would be no fascism. There would be a mad attempt at it that we will dissolve like sugar in hot water. If you have the right mindset, the right energy set, and the right field set in your lives. And of course, right now, driving the dollar bill, playing with the economy, playing with your wallets, playing with your mortgages on your house. You know, the banks did this stuff back in 1903. They did it in 1929. They're trying it now. It's the same old game. And so you have to rise above it. You have to live within your means and keep your consciousness and your head cool, and everything is going to be just fine. Also, the UFO cover-up. It's been huge, you know. You know, France, Brazil releases their files out on the Internet, all the government files. That website lasted, a week before the NSA took it down. France put theirs up on their files. That lasted about 36 hours before the NSA took it down. So all the European countries are saying, and all the foreign powers are saying, what is wrong with the United States? Release the information of the extraterrestrials to the public. Hello. Because we are, and they're trying to suppress it. Our American news network is a complete joke. It is a complete joke. You know, I have been told by the intelligence agencies directly, if you look at bbsradio.com, And you'll see at some point I had NSA tech up briefs, latest stuff that was real. And they used me as a channel to put some of this energy out, because there's some of those people in the government that would like to get the truth out there. They really would. Because remember, there are human beings running these intelligence communities, and they can see that blind faith of this. I remember when George Tenet he fell on his sword back for Bush a while back, half the people in the intelligence community that made a difference walked out and just quit. I mean, it's breaking up in there too. It's not just out here. It's breaking up all over. It's an ice break. Now, what's breaking up? Well, we are consciousness. We are levels of consciousness. But we're also getting into a field effect now, okay? When we developed the nuclear receptor, was a device that you could handle the ELF, you could process the chemicals, you could take all the garbage, the psychic sewage, everything that came into your system, and it would be blowing out one level, one chakra, one part of your body. And that was because your body, we looked at it on an atomic level, your body is oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon is shape energy. When you look at shape energy and you apply the other three gases to it, it creates a solid, which we call a cell in the body, okay, or a molecule. Oxygen is the animating factor of the body. Nitrogen is the protein part of the body. Hydrogen is the consciousness. So now, as we rotate around the Pleiades, we begin to see and understand the hydrogen atom, because we are in a vibratory space and time. Some people like to call it illumination belt, the photon belt. There's a lot of terms for it. But basically, it's the time when the field effect of mass consciousness can unite, okay? The field effect. And if you remember Einstein's work, you know, when he did the theory of relativity, it was proven during an eclipse of the sun, when stars behind the sun that couldn't be seen suddenly appeared on the horizon because their image came up around the gravity of the sun, and relativity became important. The unified field theory never was finished, because in science and cosmology, we have the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, and gravity. And they couldn't make a connection. It just wouldn't work mathematically. It wouldn't work scientifically. How could you get gravity, which you don't measure, you know, to work with electromagnetism? Everybody tried to build anti-gravity things with electromagnetism, and nothing worked. It did not work. The common equation is the hologram. It's called the field, Maxwell's field. It's called quantum fields. Okay, quantum fields. Now, when you look at the hydrogen atom, what we have when you look at the hydrogen atom, you have a proton and an electron. Okay. Remember in school, they probably taught you that the electron goes around the proton. All right, the proton is 1,644 times heavier than the electron, but the electron is moving at a light speed, 186,273 miles per second. When you took an object that had the proton and the electron in it, and you accelerated it towards the speed of light, its mass got heavier and its physical size diminished to zero. So at the speed of light, it became infinite in mass and invisible to this world. If we took an astronaut and put him in a spaceship and flew him half the speed of light somewhere out into space and back, and that person was married, the spouse would have aged a whole lot and the astronaut would have aged a small amount because of relativity. Do you understand? Relativity. It's relative. It's very important to understand that when you start coming into the hologram. Okay, the hologram. And you're going to hear more and more and more about this now. And we'll demonstrate some of this to you today. It's pretty amazing, because what you need to do is you need to resonate with the hologram. You don't want to take a toxic body. You don't want to take a bad attitude into the hologram. Because if you do, you will manifest exactly what you want instantaneously. And a lot of people are blindsided by this manifestation, so they go into denial. Well, the government knows this. So what did the government do for people to get them into denial? Very simple. We put lots of chemicals in the food. Then we create vaccines.
And then we have depression. In depression, we start issuing, you know, SSRI, reuptake, and MOA inhibitors. Okay? We have drugs like Effexor, Xanax. Effexor has a side effect of homicidal ideation. Does anybody know what homicidal ideation is? How many does not know?
Ideas of murder.
Right. Ideas of murder, but kill yourself and somebody with you. Okay? Now, what I've done a huge amount of schoolyard shootings. Last year, I had Eric Taylor on twice. He was shot 12 times by Dylan Klebo at Columbine. What was Dylan Klebo and Eric Harris on? Effexor. All right? All right, I had a Dr. Ann Tracy on my show who testified before the FDA that this is the side effect, and that's what these kids were on, and that's why these kids are crazy. And they put it out in all the school systems. Years ago, I worked with the Wilton school system in Los Angeles. This is a long time ago now, when I first started my company, back in the 70s. We had kids on Ritalin. They were on Ritalin because they were eating huge amounts of sugar, tons and tons of sugar. You put tons and tons of sugar in it, you push tons and tons of adrenaline into their bloodstream, and these kids go psychotic. So what we did is we put these giant, big old shape, carbon atom shaped pyramids in the classroom, and with them in the classroom, we put the kids on Ritalin in the pyramids in the classroom, sanctified by the district chief of the Los Angeles Wilton school system, and the kids didn't have to take Ritalin. They didn't have to give any when they were in the pyramids. As soon as they got out of the pyramids and went home, then, of course, they're back on their sugar. I said to the teacher, the superintendent, I says, why don't we just talk to the people, the parents, and say, let's get these kids off sugar and let's fix them. You know what she said? Can't do it. Can't even suggest it. We'll be sued. Okay? Los Angeles school system. Okay, that's how it goes. Why would they be sued? There'd be pressure from the drug companies. Okay? Now, let's look at something else. All right? Something else. I'm just giving you some background of where I'm really coming from now. When I was 15 years old, I was indoctrinated into the military. I could not go wear a uniform. I became part of science and I worked at the University of Michigan. On my 16th birthday, I was taken down to Arkansas, and I was billeted at a Little Rock, Arkansas Army base, right outside the base, and I was watched over by a bunch of scientists until I was 17, and they could ship me off down to Lackland and Keesler Air Force Base, where I started my original training. During that time, I was working, you know, I was around people, scientists, who were working in a biogenic biowarfare laboratory. They were working with a drug that had, it was a very interesting drug. They had gotten, it had been developed in Europe. Currently being made by a company called Searle. Oh, Don Runsfield, I guess you run that company, don't you? You were for a while. Oh, yeah, them. Before his time, but, I mean, Searle was there. And the stuff was called Angel Dust. Okay? And so what happened was, there was a high level of homosexuality, and I'm not pro or con on that. I live in Laguna Beach. All my neighbors are homosexual. We get along great. The bottom line was they used it as a love drug. They had developed an immunity to it, and they used it as a love drug. And so it came off the base. Pretty soon it hit the streets. Pretty soon it became, because if you weren't conditioned for it, what it does, I don't know, here's a scenario. This is a very simple scenario. You know, you're not an alcoholic. But you go in a bar or a restaurant, and you have a glass of wine. You say, well, I'll have this glass of wine, and then I'll drive home. Well, you relax now, okay? So now what I'll do, okay, well, I'll have a second glass of wine, and now you're about a .04, and I wait an hour, you know, hour goes by, I've eaten, I've had my second glass of wine, and now, oh, man, I feel great, the hour's gone, and my third one. So then you have your third one, and you get up and you leave and you go out and you do something stupid because you can't handle it and you get a DUI. You know, I don't know how DUIs in New York are, but in Laguna Beach, you don't drink one glass of anything, go anywhere in California. We get cops to give awards now because of a federally sponsored program for DUIs. One cop last year got 300 of them in our town, of a town of 40,000, okay? 300 DUIs. Okay, now a little off balance, but you get the idea. What, you know, now you take a guy that's an alcoholic. Now there's some people, like just let's say now we've had three glasses of wine, now we have a shot of tequila, or a couple of those. Now we're lit up pretty good. Maybe we realize that we shouldn't be driving, maybe we'll have a designated driver who'll take a cab home. But then there's this one guy that gets angry. He was really sweet until he had that first shot of tequila, and now Mr. Hyde comes out, or Dr. Jekyll's coming out now. How many of you have seen that scenario where somebody goes, boom, something snapped, okay? That's the way angel dust works, the same way phencyclidine, okay? You start putting it in the system, it kind of works like arsenic. If you're going to kill somebody in arsenic, it's a gradual process unless you OD them. So what happens is it works mechanically on the same process, the same points of the brain. And so as it gradually goes into the brain, it starts to put you to sleep and bring out that inner child, which could be a monster. Okay, in some people, it's a monster. If you remember when people on angel dust had superhuman strength. Okay, so what they decided to do was to bring this drug out to the American public after making everybody apprehensive. And so the IE, the chemicals, the codex out there to take away. You know, how many of you are familiar with codex? You know, that they're trying to take anything that makes a biological change in your body is going to be illegal. That means if you eat a green bean and it's fresh and it makes a change, that might not be legal anymore. That's how stupid that law is. And they're in 154 countries pushing it right now, just so you know. This is what I've been doing, getting up on this stuff. But anyway, so bottom line is they want to feed you unconsciously, okay? And then, so what happens next is that how are they going to feed everybody out here angel dust? How do you think they're going to do it? No, not water. No sound. No. Effexor. Okay.
Well, we slightly went over the time limit there by a few seconds, so we'll continue this next week. So sort of a rerun of something we did a few weeks ago, because I'm bringing this up because we're coming into flu season, and watch out for what they're going to try to do next on inoculations up and coming to be experienced.